And then, as I said, 2 weeks from today, God willing, we'll have confirmation at Freedom's Reformed, and Philip Heckenleibel will be giving the message in my place as I'm over there at Trip on that day. Some prayer requests. We're not doing the joys and concerns time today as we usually would, so I want to mention these now. We've been praying for Jimmy Whale. That's Johnny's twin brother. He is scheduled for a biopsy tomorrow in Sioux Falls. They, a week ago, found a frontal lobe brain tumor, so they're going to biopsy that tomorrow and then go from there with treatment plans. Also, Cheryl Dubbs is having back surgery this week on Tuesday. Be praying for her. I wanted to mention Caleb Pressler's fiance, Abby Hora. We didn't have her in the bulletin, but she graduated from Augustana University this week with a Bachelor of Science degree in nursing. So we'll have another nurse in the congregation here, which will be wonderful. Also, certainly prayers for Minneapolis, St. Paul, and beyond. We know the situation, and we need much prayer for our nation during this time. So let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have made. It is a beautiful morning, Lord, and we come with joy and excitement in our hearts into your presence. We come with excitement before your throne, Father, through the blood of Jesus Christ. You tell us in your word that we can come to find grace and to obtain mercy to help in times of need. So, Lord, there are some requests that we want to lift up this morning as we enter into this worship service. First being Jimmy Whale for the biopsy tomorrow and what follows. We thank you for going before him and Christina and the family. Jesus, you are our great physician, our healer, and we look to you for your healing touch in Jimmy's body. We pray the same for Cheryl Dubbs as she goes to back surgery on Tuesday, that you would take hold of the doctor's hands and guide them, Father, with skill and precision as they do that surgery. Lord, we thank you for Abby Hora. She graduated with a degree in nursing, and we pray as she studies now for her boards that that will all go well. And certainly, Lord, as always, we lift up our nation. Father, we desperately need your help in many ways. For the pandemic, we pray for all the healthcare workers that are on the front lines of the battle. Day in and day out, keep them safe and healthy and strong. We pray, Lord God, for those that have been affected and afflicted with the virus. We ask for healing. Lord, we pray for our nation, and we ask for a spiritual healing throughout this land. A great awakening. We so desperately need it. Be with these cities, Lord, and the unrest and the rioting. And we need your help, Father, in all of this, that the eyes and hearts of this nation would return to you and to your word. I thank you for this day that we celebrate the confirming of these young people of their faith in you, Jesus, that they can continue to be strong in you and in the power of your might as leaders in this part of our world. So thank you for blessing this day and this time with your glory and your goodness, and filling this sanctuary with your presence, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. We'll sing our opening hymn, which is "To God Be the Glory." If you'd stand, please, the words will be on the screen, or it is number 56 in your hymnal. Oh, come to the Father. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. That's such a beautiful hymn. At this, the front end of the service, we're going to have these eighth graders read their faith statement. They work on this throughout the year, and they've all done a very good job. You will notice a pattern as they go through. First, of who is God the Father? What is the Bible? Who is Jesus? Who is the Holy Spirit? Then they go into the church and then the sacraments. And in there is also their favorite Bible verse. And I like to always challenge the young people regarding their own faith in Jesus Christ. Because today, this day, is not when they become a Christian. This day is when they're testifying to you that they are a Christian. And so I challenge them in that, and you'll hear that. So, Kaylee Derby, she'll come first, please.
When I was younger, I was talking to my mom, and she was telling me all the wonders of God and how He's our Creator and our faithful Heavenly Father. She told me that sinning was not good and that we should always ask God for forgiveness when we do sin. I know that God is merciful and kind and that He does forgive us of our sins. My favorite Bible verse is John 3:16. I love this Bible verse, and it recites, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, and whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." This is my favorite Bible verse because I was taught it ever since I was a child, and I've been learning more and more about it as I go on. The Bible is the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. It is important to study and obey God's Word because God is our Father above. I believe that Jesus is Lord of all, and that He is the head of the church. Isaiah 9:6 tells us that Jesus is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. My mom and dad helped me to know Christ and to know that if we trust in Him, we will have eternal life and live with Him from now on and for eternity. I remember one Christmas when I was 7 years old, and we were at my grandpa and grandma Heckenleibel's for Christmas dinner. During the meal prayer, we also prayed together, asking Jesus to come into our hearts and to be our Lord and Savior. That was the day I asked Jesus into my heart. The Holy Spirit helps everyone to know the Lord and His Word. He has helped me to come to know Jesus, and He helps me to understand the Bible. The Holy Spirit is also God's mark or guarantee, showing that we are God's children. I am thankful that the Holy Spirit lives in me because He is my comforter, counselor, and strengthener. I am excited to become a member of Salem Reformed Church as I am getting confirmed. This church was founded in 1882 by Jacob Orth. That means this church has been around for 138 years. My grandpa Roger Heckenleibel was confirmed in this same church in 1972. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord. There are two sacraments in our church. There are baptism and the Lord's Supper. I was baptized here at Salem Reformed Church on September 28, 2008. My dad, Ronnie, and my younger brother, Ryan, were baptized on that very same day. This will be my first time partaking of the Lord's Supper. When we receive the bread, it represents the Lord's body. When we receive the wine, it represents the Lord's blood. Jesus paid a great price for our sins and our salvation, so that one day we can go to heaven to be with him.
Thank you. Then Morgan Gamar will be next.
God is the creator of heaven and earth and all things. He assists us, the Trinity, the three in one, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. God is the giver of eternal life. He sent his Son, Jesus, to earth to teach us and represent to us who God is. God is also a merciful God. He gives mercy to everyone in different ways. He sent his Son, Jesus, to pay for our sins and to die on the cross for us. God is indeed a merciful God. The Bible is a way we can speak to God and learn more about his word and promises. It is the most important book. It is where I can go to read and learn stories before and after the life of Jesus. It is good to read the Bible and learn more. It teaches me a lot of books about the people and the way they did things. My favorite Bible verse is John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Jesus is the Son of God. He was born in Bethlehem to Mary and Joseph. He is our one true Savior. Jesus was sent to earth to pay for all of our sins. Jesus sacrificed his body to free us from our sins. There is only one way to heaven, and that is through Lord Jesus Christ. John 14, verse 6 says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes from the Father except through him. Jesus will always be there for us whenever we need him. The Holy Spirit is God, our Creator. He is also the third part of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives within us. He helps us live a faithful Christian life. The Holy Spirit empowers me to share God's love with others. By living inside of me, he helps guide me through the difficult times. I believe that Jesus is the head of the church. To be a member of the church is to be a believer and to be baptized into the Lord. As believers, we go through confirmation classes to grow in our faith. When we confirm, we are testifying that we do believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. There are two sacraments in our church, baptism and communion. Baptism involves our parents making promise to raise the Lord in the Christian faith. When we take communion, we know that the bread is a symbol of the body of Christ and the wine is a symbol of the blood of Christ. I'm excited to be able to receive the Lord's Supper. The day I asked Jesus into my heart to be my Lord and Savior was on March 11, 2020, in Menno and Pastor Mike's office. We talked about what Romans 10, verse 9 to 10 means to me, and then we prayed together. Now I know that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and that heaven is my home, and that makes me happy.
Thank you, Morgan. Very good. You can go sit down. And Hunter and Mason, if you want to come, and then Ann is going to come. We always have a children's time. Normally, they're all sitting up here on the steps, but we're not there yet. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's loud. How's everybody doing today? It's great to see you all. And this is a very special day today. This is Confirmation Sunday. And we are very glad to have all of our families here and all of our visitors here. It's just already touching my heart to hear them say their faith statements. It's a very important day. Well, here in our church, we've been studying about the armor of God. And we find that, boys and girls, do you remember what chapter that's in? Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. And we've been talking about all of the pieces of the armor, and today we're going to continue to talk about the last piece, which is the sword of the Spirit. And we learned last week that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. We find this in Ephesians chapter 6, We'll go down to verse 13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, stand. Stand firm, then, with a belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with a readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So, we talked last week about Jesus. When the devil came and tempted him when he was in the desert, what did Jesus do? He used the word of God. He spoke back to the devil. And that's exactly what we need to do, boys and girls, in our life when the devil comes against us. You know, he may come against us with his COVID-19 thing and say, it's never going to be normal. You're not going to get through this. We're never going to get to go to school again. And what you do, boys and girls, is you pick up the word of God and you find a scripture that talks right back. And the scripture that I was thinking about is John 16:33. Jesus says, you will have trouble in the world. In me, you will have peace. And he goes on to say, I have overcome the devil. So we can have peace, and we have to hold on to that. Or else, you know, with all this time of being with our at home and not being able to be out, you know, we might get to where the devil comes to us, and he wants to tempt us to disobey our parents. He wants to tell us, you know, don't have to respond. But what do we do, boys and girls? We pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we say back, nope, devil, Ephesians 6:1 tells us, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Honor them. So that's what we do. And you know what, boys and girls? When soldiers go into a battle, their sword will get dull after its use, but not the word of God. You know what happens to the word of God? It gets sharper and sharper the more you use it, the more you get inside of you. So I kind of like to think it like this. If we go into battle, boys and girls, are we going to want to use a butter knife to fight? No, that's not going to get you anything, right? So this is like how our word knowledge is inside of us when we don't have a priority of studying the word of God. It's like a butter knife. And like all these confirmation students have spent 2 and 3 years putting this word of God in them. They have memorized, as you're going to see, scriptures and the Heidelberg Catechism. They have been learning all about it in all these years. And so theirs looks like this. Their sword looks like this, sharp, ready to fight. So let's keep feeding us ourselves, children or adults, with the word of God. Let's pray. Father, we love you so much, and we're so grateful for this special day. And we thank you, Lord, that you've not put us in this world without any weapons to fight against the temptations that come against us and against the enemy. You've given us the armor of God. You've given us the word of God. Help us to use our swords. Help us to sharpen those swords by studying the word of God. And we pray that these boys and girls, wherever they go this week, Lord, you'll help them to shine your light to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anne. You should have been here the Sunday she was on the shield of faith. We had a dart gun shooting around. She does very good. Hunter Masterson, why don't you come, please, and read your faith statement.
When I was younger, every day after school, I went to my uncle's office. While I was there, he always tried to teach me about God. I was young and didn't really understand it. Every day he kept telling me new things about God, and now I know that he is my everlasting creator, my heavenly father. The Bible to me is the way that God talks to us. I got my first Bible when I was 5. My favorite Bible verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. This Bible verse says that we can do anything through God. Jesus is the Son of God. He hung on the cross to save us from our sins. He lived for God and died for us. Even though he has died, he is still with us today. We celebrate his birth on Christmas and his resurrection on Easter. During my 6th grade confirmation class, we had a lesson from John 3 about Nicodemus. When Jesus told him that he must be born again, it was on that day that I prayed and asked Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. Now Christ lives with me every day. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us and is part of the Trinity. He reveals and teaches us more about Jesus. I am thankful that the Holy Spirit, because he is my counselor and strengthener. The church is a place where you can come to worship God. The church is where if you do something wrong, you have people to help you. If you have lost someone, there are people to help you through that difficult time. Jesus is the head of the church. Becoming a member of this local church is a great part of my walk with Christ. Baptism and the Lord's Supper are the two sacraments that Jesus gave to his church. I was baptized here at Salem Reformed Church on September 19th, 2010. Today, as I'm confirming my faith with Christ, I will also be receiving the Lord's Supper for the first time.
Thanks, Hunter. Very good. Mason Reiner. Mason and Megan are twins. You probably would have gathered that, those of you that don't know him.
God is omnipresent, which means he is always there for me in my life. God is omnipotent, which means he is all-powerful. God is always there for me through the good times and the bad times. God loves me even though I may mess up sometimes. I know he will always love me. The Bible is God's word. It is a guide on how to live life. The Bible gives answers when I have questions and as a foundation of our faith. The Bible is a constant. It does not change. It tells us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible gives me strength and hope in the life I have been given. My favorite Bible verse is Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Jesus was crucified to save us from our sins and to set us free from the tyranny of the devil. He was a preacher, a healer, and is the everlasting God. The day that I prayed to ask Jesus to be my Lord and Savior was on March 4th, 2020, in Pastor Mike's office, when we prayed together and I asked Jesus to come into my heart. It was a great day. The Holy Spirit is the third person in the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, and he lives within us. The Holy Spirit guides me and teaches me to live by God's word. He gives me strength for each new day. I think church is important because you get to go and sing songs and learn about God in a different setting than if you were just to learn about him in your home. It helps you build your faith because you are surrounded by people who all believe the same. Baptism is one of the sacraments. When I was born, my parents baptized me into Christianity. My parents baptized me to show their commitment to my Christian upbringing. Communion is another sacrament. When I am confirmed, I will get to participate in the sacrament of the Holy Communion, the body and the blood of Christ. I'm looking forward to that today.
Thanks, Mason. Very good. You can go back to your seat there, and Hunter, you can go over there. Kaylee, if you want to come up, please. Thank you. Both of you, very good. As you'll notice again in the reading of their faith statements, I tried to have a one-on-one time with each of them somewhere through the year, as I said before, to talk with them about their faith in Christ. So we don't pass the offering plates right now. There is a box in back. When you come or go, if you desire to put something in, that's certainly your choice. But Proverbs 22:6 tells us, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he or she, of course, he will not depart from it. And that's why this is so important in these young people's lives. Hunter and Kaylee are going to sing for us, You Are My All in All.
Strength when I am weak, you are the treasure that I seek, you are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I be.
Just stay there. Congregation would stand for the doxology, please. Praise God from all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Father, we do praise You with all that we are. Everything within us, spirit, soul, and body, as we bring our offerings, our tithes, into Your storehouse out of obedience to Your word. For Father, we know that everything we have is Yours. You give us the health and strength to even be able to go to work, and we are so thankful for that. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings in so many ways. Thank You, Father, for the ministry of Christian education of our young people that takes place here in this church, as well as at Freedom's Reformed over in Tripp, the commitment of the families of each of these congregations to bring our children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord is so important. And so with these gifts, we thank You for multiplying them, that can continue for years to come. For however long it is, Jesus, until You return to take us home, we thank You for blessing these gifts as we offer them to You in Jesus' name. And Lord, we do pray together the prayer that You have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated, and thanks, Hunter and Kaylee. Very nice. Let's see, Jaden and Megan, if you want to come, you can go back down, yep. So Megan Reiner, you'll come first, please.
God is my creator. He made everything on earth, which includes me. He is all-knowing. He is patient. He doesn't give up on me even if I do the wrong thing. God forgives me. He doesn't stop loving me when I do not obey Him. God watches over me. He is love and He is faithful. He is all-powerful. We see His power every day. God is everlasting. The Bible is the Word of God. The Word of God is living and active. The Bible is a book without mistakes. The Bible has two testaments, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Bible is given by the Holy Spirit and does not lie. It is all true. The Bible helps us spread God's Word. My favorite Bible verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I like this verse because it reminds me that I can do anything if I believe in God. Jesus is Lord, He is the head of the church, and He has an amazing mission. Jesus is our Savior, He died for all of us, and He made the ultimate sacrifice. He has an eternal purpose, He is my everlasting Father. Jesus is the Almighty God, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The Holy Spirit is the third part of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is my comforter and my helper. The Holy Spirit is always here and He lives in me. The Holy Spirit is God's mark of guarantee in my life, and He gives me strength for each new day. The rock of the church is our God. The church is built upon Jesus, and he is the head of the church. When you become a member of the church, you should already be saved. You should also be faithful. As a member of the church, you need to stay humble and teachable so that you can accept the word of God. The two sacraments that we recognize are baptism and communion. Baptism takes place when your parents promise that you will be raised in a Christian home in a Christian church. Communion is when you yourself are committing to a Christian life. You are remembering all that Jesus did for you at the cross and asking Him to forgive you for all your sins. As I get confirmed today, I'm proclaiming my faith in Jesus Christ. Last summer at a softball game, one of my teammates got overheated and was taken to the hospital. The rest of our team got together and prayed for her, and I'm thankful that she did get better It was at that time that I also prayed and asked Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. I'm so thankful to be a part of the family of God.
Thanks, Megan. Very good. And Jaden Van Pelt.
God is omnipresent. God is merciful and graceful. He is the creator of all things. The heavens, the earth are all made by God. God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We call that the Trinity. He forgives all of our sins. I know these things because the Bible tells me so. The Bible is sent by God, and it is the truth. There are 66 books in the Bible. They are split into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament speaks of God's law, and the New Testament speaks of God's grace that comes through Jesus Christ. My favorite Bible verse is Romans 8, verse 18. The pain that you are feeling now is nothing compared to the joy that is coming. To me, that means that even if you are feeling pain, there is much greater joy that is coming. So it will all be okay. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Jesus is God's Son. He gave us strength. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He is truly God, truly human, and truly righteous. He is the only one that is all of these things. That's why we call him the three in one. He is the only one that can save us. He died on the cross for you and me. He saves us from our sins. He is always there and is always looking out for us. There is one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus. The Holy Spirit is my comforter. The Holy Spirit lives inside everyone who believes in God. He never lies to us, and he protects us. The Holy Spirit is God's marks of guarantee showing that we belong to the Lord. He is the third part of the Trinity and the author of the Bible. The church is the house of God. It is where we should feel safe and protected. The church is also the body of Christ, made up of all the Christians on the earth. Colossians 1:18 says, He is the head of the body of the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn, and the dead, so that he himself will come and will be the first place in everything. There are two sacraments, baptism and communion. With baptism, our parents take the responsibility of raising us in the church and raising us to love the Lord. Communion, we know that the bread and the wine is a symbol of the body and the blood of Christ. I learned that taking communion is a serious time, and it shows me that now I must take the responsibility of growing in my faith and in my relationship with God.
Thanks, Jaden. Very nice. You can go back down for now, okay? Thank you to all of you. A very good job. They work hard on that throughout the year. I'm not doing a whole sermon today. Just a little exhortation here before we have the eighth graders come back up to the chairs. So I'd like to read from Joshua chapter 22, verses 1 through 6. This is a time which I'll explain a little bit first. There were 2.5 of the 12 tribes of Israel that didn't want to go across the Jordan River into the Promised Land when Joshua took them in. And so they had actually asked Moses first. They said, well, we've sort of settled in here on the east side of the Jordan River. We don't want to go over. It sort of reminds me of sometimes how we can be. We get a taste of God's blessings, but yet we don't want to go further with him, where there's so much more. So Moses and Joshua gave them permission. Yes, you can stay here, but you have to help the other tribes, the other 8.5 tribes. You have to help them go in and conquer the Promised Land. Then you can come back and live over here on the east side of the Jordan River. So that's what's happening here. Verse 1. Then Joshua summoned the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh and said to them, you have done all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, and you have obeyed me in everything I commanded. For a long time now, to this very day, you have not deserted your brothers, but have carried out the mission the Lord your God gave you. Now that the Lord your God has given your brothers rest, as he promised, Return to your homes in the land that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of the Jordan. But be very careful to keep the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to obey his commands, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul. Then Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their homes. So a very important passage here today is these instructions that Joshua is giving to these 2.5 tribes. They had conquered what they had longed for, the promised land. And so often in our lives, as we walk with the Lord and things are going, just seem to be going smooth, what happens? We get comfortable. We let our guard down. We get slack. We get lazy in our walk with the Lord. To me, that's exactly what has happened in our nation over the years. We've been blessed beyond measure, incredibly. We think it's all our own doing, and we forget about where all this came from, and we end up where we're at today. But all is not hopeless or lost. That's why we do this so diligently with our young people, training them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. That's why this should be a day they never forget, and that they build on this. Joshua gave them 5 words of exhortation. He says, you guys be very careful. When you get back over there, be very careful. What? To love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to obey his commands, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all of your soul. And that is a charge and exhortation to all of us today, not just these 8th graders, but all of us. Because this is a part, as you parents have promised and have done well, this is a part where this foundation has been laid in their lives. It's just the foundation, though. Now they have to build upon that through their high school years, college years, young adult years. I just want to share one example here before I have the kids come up. During our years with the Navajos, we were with them 11 years in Arizona doing mission work, lived right among them. There was one time a family in our church, their house burnt to the ground. And if you've ever been there, you know it was just a shack to begin with. But they lost all that they had. And so we got people from the church, people from elsewhere came in. We took a week and we dug and we built a foundation, poured it, put in some plumbing if the water would ever come. A lot of them don't have running water. Set it up for if electricity would come. Got it all ready, the foundation, all done that week. During the rest of our years there, which was probably 6 or 7 more years after, nothing was ever done on that foundation. I'd ask the dad, Benny, hey, Benny, what's the plan here? We can get some help. If you're ready to put a house on this, oh, yeah, in time. We left there in 1998. I went back once in 2011, basically about 20 years almost after the fire had happened. There sat the foundation just as it was. Nothing done. Made my heart sad. As it would, I'm comparing this to your lives, you 6th, 8th graders here. You've worked hard to come to this point. That's the foundation. Now, don't just let it sit there. You have so much more to build upon in your lives, and it is so important. Amen. So, as the 6 of you, if you want to come up, and Jay, if you want to change that CD out, okay? Our CDs don't cover the whole time of the service, so